Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. It's Yona.
Hi, Yona.
Hi. Just wanted to touch base with you with Jude. I saw your email. You got to understand, he did something terrible.
Can you explain to me why it's so, like, I understand it's bad. Okay, but it was
so
an overnight shift. He was never told that he needed to wake him up to change his diaper. Like, he was never told that.
No. The bed was fully soaked in urine.
Right.
The whole bed was soaked in urine. This client already has, besides being on hospice, has a bed sores as well.
Okay.
The shift was until 9 a.m. So he didn't change him ever. Whole shift. I'm pretty sure he went to sleep. But this pure negligence and...
Understood.
You know,
and I'm not advocating... Like I said, I'm not advocating for him. I'm not even saying that. But this stuff should not come to me until it's, like, discussed with you. You know,
It was discussed very thoroughly, and I had to have a conference with Willie's, what's it called?
Nina told me to call him and to let him know that we can't have him on bed-bound patients anymore. And I told her, I said, okay, and I won't staff
him
on overnights anymore. I said, okay, and I communicated that to him. And then the next day, this termination letter comes. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I was annoyed by it, but then there's nothing on Smartsheets saying that he was terminated. I don't know if anybody even reached out to tell him or was just this email just
thrown
out there.
No. That whole letter Nina sent him also.
Yeah, I
know. And the coordinator discussed it with him as well. Here's my problem, okay? When you have, like, just a dumb mistake, right? A dumb mistake, whatever. It goes on the file. We retrain and finish. This isn't a dumb mistake. This is pure negligence. I'm 99% certain he went to sleep. And this is the reason that he didn't change. And not because he forgot or he didn't. He did not have a viable excuse for what happened during a 12-hour shift with a bedbound client. And the problem is that if we have it documented that he was negligent, I put him on someone else and he does anything again, we have full liability because it's not this is already an issue with him. So what am I supposed
to
do with him?
But Yona, this is not what I'm upset about, though. You're not really
understanding. So then what are you upset about?
I'm upset because I was told to reach out and discuss that with him. If it was a termination and it was not expressed to me
terminated. I didn't understand that. Who told you to reach out and discuss with him? Because your job isn't to discuss anything with him.
Nina told me that we need to remove
Nina, but it doesn't. I told Nina and I think it's Rodney. I told Nina and Rodney very clearly that, unfortunately, this is gross negligence. This isn't a whoopsie, right?
Okay.
This isn't the last hour he didn't change him. The guy was peeing all night.
I understand.
And he simply didn't do anything. We don't even know if he fed him any. It doesn't make sense. So to staff him on another case again, if you retrain him and it's not overnight and the client's not so bad, make him do another full in-service and then we won't staff him on nights. Maybe I'm okay with that.
All right.
But this isn't a whoopsie. Didn't do his job. Particularly bad client.
I know.
He could have killed him. Literally.
I know.
The guy's on hospice. He's a massive liability. So I have to make sure that long-term we don't have any problem. Because, again, if he does anything to anyone and there's an investigation, right, we're fully liable.
Understood.
I'm just very frustrated.
I'm just super frustrated with Columbia, and I feel like everybody comes to me for everything. And I do, like, I staff these cases, and now, like, somebody started today. The master schedule's not set up. And I explain to these people that I'm just staffed. Like, I am providing you with a caregiver who wants to work the case, knows the schedule, knows the location.
Correct.
And you, it's up to you to finalize everything.
Which,
I mean, I even scheduled, for Pravin Mehta, I even scheduled the meet and greet, you know?
Yeah,
so
Mehta, I said, Mehta this morning, I talked to Aranga, I said, we can't continue to try to hire the daughter, it's taking too long.
No, it's done, it's staffed, though, this is what I'm saying.
So what happened there?
So she went for the interview, or for the meet and greet on Friday, or whenever it was,
okay.
I don't even know. And then there was no follow-up, like, did it go well, blah, blah, blah. And apparently the patient told her she was going to start today at 2. She was good to go. She wanted her to start today at 2. And so she went, and she's like, they're still temped out on the schedule. Nobody, like, gave her any EVV training, you know. I mean, I updated everything. I gave her the app and everything, but I'm not doing the master schedule, you know. And it's like,
not.
It's a constant thing, though.
And okay, so I just
I'm
went over.
No.
Okay, the biggest problem we have is the communication issue. And the communication issue is partially because Colombia is going to be slightly worse at everything because they're Colombia, and also because Smartsheet is an absolute crap program. And it's very difficult to oversee things.
No,
I had a meeting with Arango this morning. We went over, I think, 40 cases. We go over every week on Mondays, every non-billed case from the last week. And Meta was on there. I was looking at the thing. I said, don't hire. I saw your note from Friday. I didn't know that the, I don't think that, I didn't know about the meet and greet. I
it
just
said,
saw it. Okay.
Yeah.
You stopped it.
Yeah,
so
it was stopped and there was a meet and greet and
so
she started.
Right now, the priority for us, even before very necessary things like EVV tamp down and duties, I'm working with Esther to make everything more, not reportable, but to have the oversight proper on the cases. Because, again, unless you're looking at it, no one knows.
Yeah, but I also have issues with Valeria. Like, it's just, Tamini was onboarding a couple of people for Rosalie Smith.
Yeah.
And so I can't send any, they want interviews. I can't send anybody out for an interview until there's a background check clearance, you know, obviously.
An interview is to be after the HR is completed only.
Right, exactly. So I did not get, they were just compliant today or Friday, I don't remember, but I left early Friday. And then Valeria called the caregiver.
Destiny, right? Destiny, I think, yes.
No, not, it was the other girl. Destiny is on there, too. There's a few of them, because he wants to interview people.
I saw it 60 hours. Destiny was staffed for 60 hours, but it's a 92-hour
right,
case.
From 7 to 7, but that's not even the schedule. I said to Valeria, I'm like, Valeria, where did you even get that schedule? Did you speak to the client?
What's she saying?
And she's like, oh, I don't know. That's the schedule the caregiver said she could work and blah, blah, blah. And she didn't even call the patient to, like, confirm anything.
Little brain
I'm like,
dead.
You know, if these people would communicate with the patient, they would have said, I want to have an interview. But instead, she just went and put it. This one she added to the master schedule, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day, which is not – and I have somebody already for the 8 to 4.
No, just 5 days. She's just Monday through Friday.
Okay, but that's not even – was never that schedule. It was always 8 to 4 or 4 to midnight is how it was always scheduled. So I'm like, I don't even know where you would have come up with that. So it's just frustrating. I'm like, when these caregivers are ready, Tamita usually tags me, so it's not even her. But for some
what I'm doing right now, and it's thank God for her, is Esther. I'm taking she's really good with the Smartsheet oversight, and I'm using every single possible trick that she has. Increase oversight on all cases because, again, relying on smart notes, which is what a company runs on, is idiotic because you can't read everything. I have 300 unopened emails because I just finished with unemployment court. 300 just from Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I'm going to Brooklyn tonight for a wedding, and then I'm going to drive back, and I'm going to work the rest of the night just to catch up.
So I'm just stressed out and frustrated. And
I know. I'm extremely frustrated also.
I feel like I'm working super hard to get these things done, and then everything just falls apart anyway, and I'm restapping and restapping. It's just, I'm so tired.
Okay. So we need to, I think that you, I, Esther, and maybe Melissa, I don't want Judah. You, me, Esther, and probably Melissa should sit down and decide and clarify the process from soup to nuts on how, what we talk about and take and staffing and how things are, and the process for things, straight up the process for things.
Yeah. And maybe make sure that, like, the cases that are on the coordination staffing, like, to have them at least look at it every day, you know? Because I know, like, sometimes they don't get the notifications and everything, but there's only a handful of them per coordinator.
About 12,
like, there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to go in and look
at
it.
Yellow and red cases are supposed to be addressed every single day. We're about to fire Alyssa over this, by the way.
Yeah.
We're absolutely done with her. She's
and
being
Myra,
written up in HR.
And now Myra's gone?
Myra's left. I think she has 2 weeks left.
Okay, because, because Myra's extension is now Mario, and when I had an SC on the phone, Mario was like, you have to get back to Myra.
They both have the same extension. The reason is because Mario is taking over all of her cases. So instead of making, even though it's a little bit of a headache in terms of us communicating, it's only for about a two-week period, and this way none of the clients or caregivers need to learn a new number, which is always a headache.
I understand that, but that wasn't communicated to me. Like, I don't know what's going
because,
on now.
So I told Melissa and I told Judah, but nobody talks to anybody, as usual. So I apologize about that.
I don't mean to put this on you, but
no, I want to hear every one of these. I know. I'm going to be talking to Jacqueline tomorrow morning. I'm spending the whole morning tomorrow with her.
Okay.
And the calls, I mean, I just want to throw her straight into the deep end because she's seasoned. She needs to learn a little bit of the Pennsylvania, but she's overall very seasoned.
Good, yeah.
She's overall very seasoned. So those calls will just come off of you totally. And then when that happens, which should be, I don't know, a day or two or three from now, when that happens, you need to stop talking to anyone.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm not saying this because I don't want you to talk. I mean, you're fantastic. But you need to be stopping.
I don't want people to defend on me. Depend
right.
on
I,
me.
No,
you
and
know?
If you say... Absolutely. So anyone that calls you, without exception, I'm instructing you, you have to tell them that I'm so sorry, I am working a different department, I don't handle that, let me transfer you to someone who does, and that's it. Right? Text messages, you should have a saved response. I apologize, it's no longer, please contact your coordinator, XYZ. That's it, done. I know nothing.
I know, and that's what I'm supposed, I mean, that's what Judah wants me to do now.
I want that before the end of the week.
Yeah, I can't even reach the people in Columbia to take the call, you know? I'm like, how am I supposed to just say, sorry?
No. What you do is soft, do the same thing I do. You do. You put them on hold, see if the coordinator is available. If they're not available, make sure that whoever's calling has their number, and you send a note, and that's it. And that's only temporarily while you're still taking calls. I mean, I'm dead serious. Like, by tomorrow night even, I don't want you having calls anymore. It's going to be a few days, obviously, because there are people you're still in contact with, and they're going to expect X, Y, Z. But that's it. Maybe even consider giving you a new number, even though that might be a headache in terms of staffing. But switch your number.
The caregivers,
It's difficult. I have to think about it, and I want your input also, because you are in touch with multiple people in terms of staffing. So from that side of it, maybe you want to keep your number. But the other side is everyone has your number now.
It's
probably better not to switch it, but you need to just have it's going to take a few days, maybe even a week or two,
until people stop calling because of the ongoing things you're in the middle of. But it's done. This is what I've been asking them to do for how long is it now? A year and a half?
I know.
But absolutely effing ridiculous, and I will very much push Judah to give you a very nice holiday bonus this year.
He cut my bonuses. He cut all my incentive bonuses. I was getting the staffing incentives. He cut it in half this month. The dollar.
So what tell me about. I don't know anything about that, but
I used to get $50 per staffing for only intake cases. For intake cases that started and were staffed, and now because I guess I did 10 last month, he was pissed, and now I get $25. And I'm sorry.
That's a little retarded. This is like an off-the-record thing? Like, who's deciding these things?
I don't know.
I don't understand. They said, here's an incentive, but we're going to give you half.
Yeah, well, that's what it's. They started off with that, and they were like, "Oh, well, now that you don't need so much of an incentive anymore to get these cases staffed." I don't know.
What?
I don't know, Yona. I'm just go with the flow. I'm like
Judah. I do want to know about. I didn't know that there was even an incentive. But
yeah, they started the incentives when they started doing the Vision 86 thing. They started a whole new bonus. Program and
I still think it's the most hilarious name.
I know.
It is the absolute brain deadness of calling something Vision 86 is really special. So they're going to give you an incentive, and then they told you from now on. I don't know.
Yeah, and it was at that rate. It was at that rate for the first like 3 months, I guess, or 4 months, and then just this last month. They told me that it's only going to be half that now.
Did they say why?
I don't know. I guess it's I guess it's because they don't think I mean, first of all, I told them when they started it, I said, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm only doing my job because I'm getting a bonus.
I think you're like me. The incentives are nice, but it has absolutely no effect on our job performance.
Exactly. But it's annoying. Exactly. If you're gonna offer it, don't turn around and take it away.
I have no words, and I'm sorry. I have no words. It's so retarded.
Oh, it's okay.
It's absolutely nuts.
And I have to have a conversation with Avi too, because he saw my resume on Indeed, and he got nervous, I guess, and. But I just don't even know what to say anymore. It's like
you should be honest, and whenever possible, go over Avi's head, just between me and you, always, because he's worthless. Don't. I'm sorry, that's on the show.
I hear you. I know.
It's all right. If I need something done, I always go over his head because it doesn't happen, or it happens late, or he just dumps more work on you. It's just. Oh my gosh! Okay, I'm just gonna talk to Judah about that. Like, what are you doing with one of our star workers?
I don't want him to get mad at me because I shouldn't really be talking about it.
You shouldn't care. What do you mean? I'm not like some cooler. I'm not.
No,
a cooler.
I know. You're right. I know.
I won't do anything that'll get you in trouble. I'm just very curious about that. You know what? You should honestly. You know what I would do? Do you have any relationship with Yidi at all?
Yeah.
You should walk over to Yidi and say, I'm a little frustrated and I don't understand. You either incentivize or don't incentivize, but what's going on? Like,
well, he's not in our office. He's over in Monroe office lately. He does sometimes, rarely, but I don't know. When I see him, I'll ask him about it, but it's just, I'm just annoyed with everything. And then, like, that's why I'm like, I didn't even want to send that email, but I'm like, I just need to let people know that I'm annoyed.
I appreciate you reaching out. I want people to talk. I don't want you to stew.
Yeah.
That doesn't help anybody. Okay. So in terms of staffing, I need to figure out how to get this communication thing better. I really do. I'm trying to think of a good idea because Smartsheets is just not it. And there's going to be tremendous oversight on the phones going forward, by the way, in Colombia. Not just for me, Abe, me, Orangel, missed call reports, volume, everything. We're being very, very strict because the amount of missed calls is ludicrous.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. And I used to have like a 40% missed call. And when we started reporting on it, I got it down to below 20. I don't think Abe said I want less than 5%. I kind of laughed in his face when he did that because people aren't allowed lunch breaks.
Yeah, well.
You have three calls come at the same time. You're supposed to call pick all of them at once. Like, so it's just a little brain dead of him.
We need to get it down to a reasonable. Yeah.
Well, under 20%. Because, again, you have to factor co-worker calls, you have to factor overlapping calls, you have to call four guy who calls five times in one after another in a row, and you're not going to be talking to him. All of those factor in. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. In Smartsheets and how the staffing is done, now that you're fully focused on the staffing, or will be, I guess, I want to make sure that the process is ironclad and on who talks to who, what's talking about. And the Smartsheets probably is going to need a full overhaul in terms of caregivers. I don't see a way around it.
I agree.
But it's a humongous job, and I've been asking Avi I need manpower. I need people to move things around.
Mm-hmm.
I need, 1,000 caregiver files kind of moved to a cleaner sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with Esther, but I would say right as soon as Jackie is settled in, so let's just give her a few days.
And how is our discharge rate?
It's never between the U and the lamppost. It doesn't really change. Okay?
Okay,
it goes up some months and it's down other months. It's a little higher right now. People are leaving for pay rates. We're going to have a very rough next 2 months because the Abe had a conniption about the overtime about the overtime and the amounts people are being paid. The intake has been paying people, the short version is intake's been paying people too much to start, and in some cases way too much. And Tomas and Abe gave me a list of, I think it was like 90 cases, all recent, and I have to review all of them one by one. It's going to be most of by night. And anyone that has a rate that is not profitable is going to be lowered regardless of if they discharge or not. So we're going to have a huge chunk of discharges in the next month or so because they're finally again, the whole thing is retarded to me, excuse the English, but it is what it is. We're not making money sometimes from the start of the case.
And we've been I've been saying it. I mean, because I know it's his company and it's his money, but when it comes from that office, it's like they just throw them $500 bonuses and $16
well,
now.
It's
like crazy.
Yes, because they want their numbers up regardless of if we're making money or not. That's what's been happening very consistently, and it stops. It stops now. Tomas said that he doesn't care if every single one leaves. They're done. We're going to have, but the overall discharges are fine. The real issue we have is I need more verbal communication from Colombia, and it's a very big priority ongoing with Durango. Like I said, Alyssa is probably going to be dumped, and I'm going to try to get a second person, hilarious caseloads. Like, I don't think she's capable of doing all the cases that are coming in. I think it's simply too much volume for her. There's weeks where she gets 15 clients in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to explain to Avi, a new case, she needs an hour or two per case. Talk to the client, talk to the caregiver. You need to give it some time and a lot of time.
She doesn't have the time that in addition to all her other cases. So, we're gonna see what Avi says, but I'm pushing
is there a way to have admissions stay with the intake coordinators?
Is there a way to what? I'm sorry?
To have them have it stay with the intake coordinators until it's solid, and then it goes over to a new coordinator?
That's what we do. No, that's what we do. Just to be clear, Valeria gets every single new case. She is what we call coordination, so every case, and it doesn't go anywhere until it's staffed.
No, but
the
I'm
only exception
the
would be until it's
new case,
yeah?
the coordinator's here. Like, have it stay here until it's solid. Like, have them start it so that way, because they're already in communication.
Not just that. It's not just that. I've been pushing for that since they started doing the onboarding in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense the way they do it. You're just doing your rocket ship blasting the case through intake, just purely HR with almost no communication, pretty much. Not you. I mean, the overall process for a new case. And then you dump it on Valeria with pretty much no information being handed over. And it's, of course they should be starting it there. They should be having a conversation about hospitalization. They should be having a conversation about EVV beforehand. Why is Valeria training EVV? It makes no sense, right? So the EVV has to be, like, set in stone beforehand. Instead, we find out that they're not going to be clocking 2 weeks after, you know, 2 weeks after. It just doesn't make any sense. And Judah pushes back massively on anything I try to do in intake, anything. EVV should be completely done prior to sending it to Valeria. And by the way, if that were to happen...
It should be part of the onboarding process.
I wouldn't even need Valeria's job. Technically I would, but it should be part of the onboarding. It should be ready to go, and Valeria's just checking on every single case as they clock in and out, calling people, what's up with your clock, where are the locations. All she has to do is that. Instead, she spends hours every single day trying to get their HHA app up and running a week after the case started. You know?
I agree, yeah. I know. All right. Go to your wedding.
I mean, I will. Well, no. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because my wife wasn't feeling well. She wants to go anyway. I don't have time for anything. I'm going to get home at midnight and work for 5 hours. If I'm lucky. And work for 5 hours. If I'm very lucky, it is what it is. I will update you as soon as we have a more a better handle on what we're going to be doing in terms of communication. I would like to have a meeting with you, me, Esther, and Melissa, and maybe one or two of the other intake people, just to clarify the process, make sure everything's doing what's supposed to be doing, and at least make a plan for what we're going to do to address the Smartsheets garbage, because we can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
It's the core issue is that Smartsheet sucks. That is the core issue. And it makes reporting difficult, and it makes communication difficult. So I've been complaining about it for 6 years, and we have to, it's not going to get better. It's just going to get worse as we continue to grow.
Yeah, as the more
anyway,
the more we add, it's like going to be insane.
Correct. It's nuts. So that's the story. I will be in touch with you in regards to what's going to happen, but I'm going to, God willing, set up a meeting for, let's say, like Monday, midday or so, and we'll take care of it going forward. All right. No, but please feel free to vent at me. I know how hard of a worker you are, and I appreciate you, whatever that's worth, and you don't just complain either. You point out issues. So it's no trouble at all. Please call and talk to me at any time. I need these issues to be in front of me in order for me to address it quicker, because I'm always overloaded.
Right. All right.
Righty. Thank you, Sarah. Right. And we'll be in touch. And God willing, at least your job will be getting easier very shortly.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Take care, Sarah. I appreciate you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.